All right, welcome. Good morning. As you're finding a seat, if you don't have a Bible, there are Bibles downstairs on the sides and over by the sound booth upstairs in the middle. Please feel free to grab one of those red Bibles. We're in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. We're in chapter 27. We're in a series called Following Jesus. We are in the most important week of the most important life that was ever lived. Before we turn our attention to the passage in Matthew 27, I'd like to take a moment to pray. This has been it's a busy time in Washington, D.C. Martin Luther King Day was Monday. His birthday was last Sunday. The inauguration of President Trump was Friday. There was a women's march yesterday. There's a March for Life next week. So there's lots going on. And as we gather here, there's probably a variety of thoughts, feelings, and experiences about what's going on because we're a mixed group here. There are Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians and Independents here. There are some people that are here excited about the future, some people here indifferent about the future, and some people here worried about the future. But what we have in common isn't our politics or our feelings about the future. What we have in common is the Lord, right? We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's over all and through all and in all, and that Father calls us together to pray for our country. And so I'd like to lead us in a time of prayer for our nation this morning. And as I do that, I want to just read two passages of Scripture that relate to, first, Jesus speaking about leadership, and then second, from 1 Peter, about our relationship as Christians with the governing authorities. So Jesus on leadership, Matthew 20. Jesus came to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave. And even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." In 1 Peter 2, "Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do evil and praise those who do good. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name is holy, and we come before you this morning honoring you as our good and wise and holy and almighty King of the nations. You are the King of the nations, O God. And we come before you this morning and humble ourselves before you. We confess this morning that as a nation, despite our many blessings, despite many churches and many Bibles and many proclamations of the gospel, we confess this morning, O God, we are a nation awash in sexual immorality and violence and hatred and fear and greed. We need, as a people, as a country, we need your forgiveness. We need your cleansing. And we pray this morning for those who lead us. We pray for President Trump and Vice President Pence. We pray for the Senate and the House of Representatives, for the Supreme Court. We pray for our state and local governments. We pray for our police and our military, for our first responders. We honor them and thank you for their service. And we ask, O God, that each one would exercise their authority in a Christ-like way, not lording it over people, but acting as self-denying servants, men and women of integrity and justice. We pray for leaders like this. We pray for all those who are in power, who profess the name of Christ. We pray they would live lives worthy of their calling. We pray for our leaders. These are tough times to lead and govern. We pray for wisdom. We pray for wisdom from above. Let there be justice for evildoers and praise for those who do good in our society, O God. And we pray, O God, for the gospel to go forward during these days. God, let your church be preserved, be purified, and flourish. Let there be many men and women coming to saving faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. God, we thank you that the gospel doesn't depend on who is president, but on the power of the Holy Spirit. So let your church, O God, in this age and in every age, let your church be the city set on a hill. Let it be the city that it was made to be, a pure and diverse and multi-ethnic group of people reaching to the ends of the earth with good news. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.